are. Good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis, and we are here with the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Let me turn this little thing up a little bit so I can hear myself. It sounds silly that you have to hear yourself when you're broadcasting on the radio, but it's funny. Anyway, we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and we hope that you're joining us this morning. If you're headed out fishing or if you're going turkey hunting, we would love to hear from you. I'm grunting a little bit because I've got a 40-pound dog on my legs and a 10-pound dog sitting here on my... Hi, baby. Sitting here with me. Yeah, little Cavachon. She's very loving except when you leave her alone and then she tears everything up in the room, no matter what it's made out of, whether it's leather or paper or catalogs or whatever. She tears them to pieces, shreds them, don't you? I think you're bored. Yeah, I think you're bored because you're fed well enough. I know that. And the big girl, she's just a lover, so aren't you? She barks sometimes, but not very often. Anyway, my right leg is very warm right now because I'm supporting the bulk out of that dog. Now stop moving around. Hi, everybody. Whew. So how are we all doing this morning? It was an interesting week. Didn't get out much to do much of anything. Just mostly worked around here and trying desperately to get the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine to the printer, which we will do soon, probably Monday. Getting layout done, doing a lot of research, finding a lot of interesting stuff out there, that things we think about, hear about, mention in passing, but don't really focus on. Well, we're going to bring you a lot of that information. We certainly are. You know, what is the role of the Natural Resources Police surrounding the Key Bridge? What do they do? What is the effect on the environment of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse? What happens there? What happens to the fish and the wildlife? What happens to the water column? What happens, you know? So some of those things are under a lot of investigation right now, and what I find is that when I see an important topic, for example, dead zones in the bay, there's a cooperation between, I don't know, six different organizations that monitor dead zones and report to certain organizations. And, I mean, it's very interesting doing the research for Maryland Loves Crabs. And we've got to keep it simple enough so that you don't have to be a scientist to read it, which is what we do. So we find ourselves talking to some interesting people, you know, in other organizations around the state, not just DNR, but, you know, people who are concerned about our environment, concerned about our bay. And that's part of why we've always done the science on the bay in Maryland Loves Crabs. Hey, you guys need to be quiet. Yes, quiet. So it's fascinating, the work being done, and you know, doing interesting research on like the summer trawl survey, you know, that follows the winter dredge survey, and so it's a lot of fun, and hopefully it'll be fun to read. Of course, regulations too. So there's still some boating regulations that haven't been finalized for boaters who are licensed and unlicensed for crabbing. Those announcements will come in June, what the limits are going to be for, you know, peelers and hard crabs and things like that, or peelers and soft crabs. So, my goodness. Anyway, our phone number here is 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. Good morning, Aaron. How's Aaron this morning? Waiting for a first caller. Well, maybe we can motivate them by telling them we're giving away a free tackle package from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim. And that'll go out to the lucky caller last Saturday of the month, just like we've always done the contest last couple of years. Rules are simple. Call in. Leave your name and phone number with Aaron, our producer, and call screener. And he'll record that. name, you know, first name, last name, and phone number. You know, speak accurately on your phone number. That's every now and then been a little issue, but not a big issue. And go on the air with me. And all you got to do is say, just want to get in a contest, or good morning, and, you know, something like that. Or if you want to make a comment, you're certainly welcome to have a conversation about anything you want to have a conversation about, as long as it sticks to our topic, fishing, hunting, and great outdoors. Great outdoors is a big topic. We cover that, cover the, you know, the firearms and legislation and things like that. Whatever you want to talk about. So, like I said, the week was fairly uneventful. Grandkids were here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I think all the mothers are gathering today here, the four generations on Robin's side. Excuse me. Her mother, the patriarch, then Robin, her daughter, and her daughter's daughter. So, and son, of course, and you know, the husbands will be tagging along like we normally do on Mother's Day. I was thinking this morning, when we used to go to church on Mother's Day, and maybe somebody can help me with this question, that the ushers would come along and pass out carnations to each of the mothers. And I don't know if that's a tradition in your church or not, but I can't remember whether the it was a red carnation if your mother was still living and a white carnation if your mother had passed, or vice versa. If somebody else has that tradition as far as carnations and Mother's Day, let me know. Or maybe it's something different in your house of worship. Just an interesting topic. Has nothing to do with fishing and hunting in the great outdoors, but it was a memory that just popped up from my ute. So turkey hunters are doing all right. We've got some great pictures coming up of some youth turkey hunters and some adult turkey hunters who have been scoring on some nice birds from Western Maryland to the Eastern Shore, the Lower Shore, and Southern Maryland. So those pictures will be in the upcoming Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and at the same time, concurrently, we are also putting together a Big Ass Fish magazine, a lot of blue catfish information, and there'll be a little overlap in the magazine with Maryland Loves Crabs and Big Ass Fish, because one of those Big Ass Fish, the blue catfish, is becoming more and more intensely scrutinized for its damage to the other industries. For example, the blue crab catch in Chesapeake Bay. The blue catfish with its widespread abundance and you know, very prolific nature and its voracious appetite is eating a lot of crabs, eating a lot of bait fish, eating a lot of recreational fish. And we spoke with somebody the other day that tends to think that it may very well be eating Young of the Year rockfish, you know, and that's entirely possible. I don't know if you've seen a blue catfish up close or not, but they have a big, wide mouth. They're very fast. They're, you know, they're a top-tier predator. They're not a bottom feeder. They feed in all levels of the water column, so they just, you know, they're very opportunistic. They don't care. You know, they'll take a duck off the surface just as easy as they'll take a, you know, a crab or a clam. They eat the baby clams. No reason why they wouldn't eat the baby crabs or the baby rockfish. So, you know, they eat anything. So, very voracious eating machine. So it's, you know, it's part of our job and part of my job here to alert you to the fact that we have this critter. And, you know, we're talking to charter boat captains and they're saying, you know, one fish, 18 to 24 inches, no trophy rockfish. I guess we could go for rockfish, but why wouldn't you want to catch a 25-pound fish? Why wouldn't you want to go out there and catch, you know, without limit, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, up to 50-pound fish, you know, on a charter. You catch your rockfish, paid for that. Now we're done. Let's go catch some catfish and help the health of the bay. Would you be willing to do that? Would you be willing to trade fishing for rockfish in exchange for fishing for catfish? Would you take a catfish-only charter? Okay, and let the rockfish alone. I'm just tossing this stuff out here so that, you know, people can make their own decisions. You know, commercial guys are going to continue to fish rockfish. There's no question. They're going to continue to, market the rockfish because they're in demand, and the catfish are slowly coming into favor. Price difference is significant. You know, the catfish are. Well, let's see. Rockfish are roughly, what, $15, $16 a pound? And the blue cats are $10. You know, if it's a decision to be made whether to eat a $10 pound fish or a $16 pound fish and you're feeding a family, what are you going to go with? I don't know. You tell me. 410. WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Zero, while we're waiting for our first phone call, it is time to share the good news about backyard billies. Winter's gone, spring has sprung, summer's around the corner, which means maybe even this weekend or next or Memorial Day weekend, you'll be sitting around the backyard with the family, maybe cracking some crabs and some cold adult beverages, maybe having a barbecue with burgers and dogs or... You know, in this economy, maybe just some hot dogs. Kids will be there. And that old rickety table that you have in the backyard is going squeaking back and forth, and you're worried about sitting on the benches, and you're going, you know, we ought to replace this. So why not stop by Backyard Billy's? Backyard Billy's, located on Kent Island. They've got those tables and chairs. Oh, my goodness gracious. They're weatherproof, colorful. Poly outdoor and patio furniture, very, very strong tables and chairs. Pick up a couple Adirondack chairs while you're there. You can set those on your deck or set them in the yard and sit back and relax. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. Swing sets for the kids, storage sheds, dog kennels, chicken coops, pergolas, gazebos, greenhouses. Stop by. I mean, when you're driving by Route 50, make sure you just look over there and look in that yard. You'll see all those beautiful chairs, all that tables, and all those sheds sitting there. And you're going to go, I wonder what it looks like inside. Well, inside, it's got a lot of great furniture. You know, those big things like the sheds and the swing sets and stuff, that's free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. And inside the showroom, the barbecue grills. You might want a new pellet grill by Traeger, ceramic smoker grill by Kamado Joe, or Big Green Egg. Maybe a beautiful stainless steel pellet grill from Memphis. That's all part of Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. A great assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those chilly fall evenings. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillys.com. 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, exit Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81. 1 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
You know what? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne or Halethorpe, just off the Beltway exit number 9. They are ready for anything that you want to do in the outdoors. They're ready for crabbing. They're ready for fishing. They're ready for, well, you name it, they'll do it. Yep, crabbing, fishing, hunting, snakeheads, bass, striped bass, blue catfish. They've got live bait, frozen bait. Great selection of that stuff, too. The big salty minnows, the big giant minnows that people use for the big snakeheads, they're available as well. Clyde and I had a nice discussion about those the other day. Full selection of firearms, too. Browning rifles and shotguns, among others, and CVA muzzleloaders. A full complement of handguns as well. They have all the procedures down pat if you want to own a firearm. A handgun especially for just shooting or general house protection or personal protection. They've got that as well. Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line sporting goods dealer, but since 1957, same location, same owners, same family. Clyde Blamberg and, his hired help will be standing by to serve you. Prices are fair, service is good, selection is great. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne / Halethorpe in Baltimore is Clyde Sports Shop. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. You will be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunked, well, hell, I still had a good day. 'Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the Bible go floating away.
All right, we got a couple callers on the line. Let's talk to Jim down there in Southern Maryland. Where's home, Jim?
Good morning.
Good morning. Where's home?
I'm down at Solomon's Island.
Solomon's Island, got it. What can I do for you this morning?
Well, I have a question. We own waterfront property down here, and during the heart of the crabbing season, like in mid-July, the commercial buoys will come out, and they lay right across the front of the property.
Mm-hmm.
And, they have a right to crab, but my question is, why are they allowed to go right up against the dock? Now, I've called DNR and complained, and they said the law allows them to go right, lay their line right up against the dock. And I'm like, well, I have crab pots out here.
Yeah, you have crab pots out there. You have a right to crab off your dock, too. You pay for the privilege to to crab there? I mean, you own the property. You got to register your crab pot with all your DNR ID and all that stuff. You got to have a turtle excluder on it. You know, you've made a pretty good investment in that stuff, too. And it, you have the right to have crabs off of your dock as well. That's a very good question. And, you know, they're certainly allowed to do it. Is it ethical to do it? You tell me. Is it courteous to do it? No, it's not courteous to do that.
Well, so. I'll even say something to them. They just stand there and laugh at me.
Yeah, of course they would.
Sometimes they lay their buoy right out in front of where I moor my boat. I have trouble getting the boat out. So it's like, well, what'd
you do to piss off the watermen in Southern Maryland?
We're not pissing anybody off. It's just that at certain times of the year, the crabs, I agree, the crabs are laying right out there. But why aren't they required to stay 50 feet off the property line, off the pier?
You know what I think I would do? I would get your neighborhood together. I would contact your local legislator. Who's your senator? Who's your delegate down there?
I'm not sure.
See, there's your solution right there.
I understand what you're telling me, but not everybody down here is as adamant about crabs as I am.
I understand.
I have a neighbor that doesn't even put pots out.
Right.
And he doesn't care. So.
Right. I got it. I got you. Well, that is troublesome. You know, you are a waterfront. You are a waterfront landowner there, and you know. You should think that the first 50 feet out from your dock would be somewhat protected. And as far as putting a buoy in front of your boat, that's just ignorant.
Oh,
that's,
it is.
You know, just it's tremendously ignorant. So.
Yeah.
But other than seeking, a regulation change or a change in the law, I don't know what else to tell you because, you know, you're going to live there and you're going to have the same watermen year after year after year, generation after generation after generation, and they're all going to do the same thing.
Oh, this creek down here, it gets loaded with the commercial buoys in the middle of July.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it does.
There's lines everywhere.
Yeah, no question. No question. It's a very competitive business, you know.
I can tell you one time, I laid my, we put collapsible traps out and went out. There's a small channel that goes out to the, from the creek to the river.
Right.
It's maybe 30 to 50 feet wide. And we laid our pots or collapsible traps parallel with the channel,
right
off to one side, and a guy in a catamaran came by, wasn't under sail, he was under motor, and was complaining that we had to move our pots and called DNR on
DNR. welcome to Southern Maryland, man. You guys sound like you're at it all the time. Good grief.
Yeah. And DNR's telling me I should move them. He said, but I can't tell you how to move them. I said, well, I'm not even out in the middle of the channel. And he's not even under sail.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, the other outdoor recreationalist, the other guy, you know, I will tell you, it's almost the same in the fishing world. You know, one example I use is Piney Run Park. And it's... Now on all the local waterways in Baltimore, the kayakers will come, and if you're fishing a shoreline, they'll kayak between your boat and the shoreline, even though you're fishing, you know, you're fishing in towards the shoreline.
Oh my gosh!
Oh yeah, Piney Run Park. There's a fishing pier right there on the bank, and it's a nice pier. People fish off of it all the time. Kayakers go rolling right by. I mean, the boat launches there, and they don't go out and go, you know, out into the water. They just go right by, and I can't tell you how many kayakers will roll right over your fishing line. And there's, you know, they built a little reef out from that fishing pier, you know, and it's a pretty good cast. It's out there a pretty good cast, and people are trying to fish from the bank off of that little, you know, on the edge of that little artificial reef there, and. Nope, they'll come paddling right across your fishing line.
So. Well, I guess maybe it's just plain ignorance on their part. I have no idea why you.
It sounds like intent on your dock situation, though. You know, maybe they're trying to discourage you from taking quote unquote their crabs in your private pots.
No, they're laying because they know the crabs are right there. I mean,
I got it.
I can sit here and just watch and pick up crabs.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. They're definitely catching crabs.
But what I'm saying is you're catching some of their crabs in your pots.
You think so? I guess
that may be their mindset.
Maybe
that guy's that guy's got his pots over. We got to go in there and catch our crabs.
That could be.
Man, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. If you ever run into anybody with DNR, could you maybe just bring that question up to them?
I will. I absolutely will.
A 50-foot setback on a pier.
Yep. Good question. Very good.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Who's next, Aaron? Greg in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Greg. How are you this morning, Greg?
Good, thank you. I used a term earlier this morning that I was unfamiliar with, and that is the lower shore. What is that?
The lower shore?
I thought that's what you said.
The southern Maryland is the lower western shore, and the lower eastern shore is Wicomico County down that way, lower eastern shore.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
That's it?
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, there's lower Delaware, there's southern Maryland, and there's lower eastern shore. There's other places that have different regions. You know, western Maryland.
The context that you use, and you said the eastern shore and the lower shore, I thought you said.
Yeah, well, the eastern shore and lower shore. Eastern shore is the eastern shore. You know, the Maryland part of the Delmarva Peninsula, the eastern shore of the Chesapeake Bay. The lower shore refers to the lower reaches of the Chesapeake Bay, starting in basically Wicomico County and south.
Okay, thank you very much.
You got it. 410 WCBM 680. Who's next there, Aaron? Joe in Parkville. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Alan, and good morning, and happy Mother's Day to Robin.
Thank you. I'll pass that on.
Yeah, I wanted to say a couple of things. First off, I've been down to Clyde's on a number of occasions, and they are a super place to go.
No question.
And, yep, and I was also going to say it's your big-ass fish. I've been rereading the snakeheads and all of that. Have you come out with a new one yet? I haven't seen it.
Not yet. It's in the works. It'll be out here in May sometime. We're concentrating on Maryland Loves Crabs right now, then Big Ass Fish, then Maryland Hunting Quarterly. So
yeah,
we've got
three
magazines to put together in the space of, well, it's been, you know, we've been working on it, you know.
Sure.
Best part of the year, but we have to put them out on a timely basis for everybody. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, May's a busy
month.
The
other thought I had for you was for the guy that called about the crabbers. I don't call them
inconsiderate.
I don't call them that word anymore anyhow, because I like to think of them as armpits, because the other one has a function. You know, the armpits don't particularly. But the other thing,
functional and non-functional.
That's correct.
I got it.
The other thing is that maybe he should think about calling the Coast Guard, especially if they are cutting off his access to his dock or
Coast Guard,
because the Coast Guard might be more interested in it than, you know.
Good point.
Good
point.
I hate to go all, you know, legislation and all of that, but you need to do some of those things once.
Hey, look,
especially
there's a setback for the landowner on duck blinds,
right?
You know,
okay, yeah,
that type of thing. So you know, why not?
Yeah, sure. No, you know. But it's a darn shame because now I guess it's like common sense. Common courtesy is getting less and less common, isn't it?
Did you ever hear the term common sense ain't so common?
That's, you know, I mean.
Do you know who is credited with quoting that for the very first time?
Who?
Lefty Cray.
Oh, really?
Yep.
He's credited with the first time quoting that.
Well, in common usage, yeah. Common sense ain't so common.
Oh. Wow, I didn't know that. That's amazing.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much.
You know the name Lefty Cray, right?
He was the sports fisherman writer and whatever. I don't know all.
International fly fisherman, fly tire, book author. Baltimore Sun outdoors editor. Yes, Lefty Cray, very famous fly fisherman. I had the pleasure of knowing Lefty for probably 20 years. But anyway, Lefty. If you look up Lefty Cray or Bernard Cray and anthrax, you will be amazed.
Okay.
He worked at Fort Detrick.
Gotcha.
In his younger days and was exposed to anthrax and survived. And they still use whatever it was in his system that allowed him to survive as a serum for anthrax, treating anthrax. Look up Bernard Cray, anthrax, and you will see Lefty Cray's name in the annals of history.
Wow.
Other than being a fly fisherman.
Yeah. No, I got you. That's amazing.
Yep. Sure is.
Yeah. Well,
I've had the privilege to know him. I met, what was his name? Joe Brooks. I met Joe Brooks when I was 9 years old and got his autograph at a sportsman show in Pennsylvania. I knew who he was then because he was a world-famous fly fishing writer at the time for, I'm not sure, Outdoor Life, Field & Stream, one of those. I got to meet Howard Galilan, who was the bow hunting writer for Outdoor Life. Who else? Some of the other quote-unquote guys that I grew up with. Frank Burt Smoot. I don't know if you know him or not. Frank Burt Smoot.
That's one I'm not familiar with.
No. Well, look up Frank Burt Smoot. Smoot, S-M-O-O-T. He was also part of the Order of the Jungle Cock, one of the original founders of that. So I've got to meet some pretty interesting people in my life, and some of them, and Bill Burton, of course, but some of them have passed, Keith Walters and Bill and some of the others, Dr. Jim Guilford, you know, some of the Maryland legends, quite frankly, and I've been very privileged to meet some of those people. So.
I was going to say, yeah, that's an important point, though. You know, it's fine to become a legend, but it's much more important to stay on the right side of the grass.
No, that's true. That's true. Yeah, that is true. So, all right, man. Appreciate the call. Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
I appreciate your show, and it's been a while, but I keep trying to wake up early enough to listen to you. I should also go look at the podcasts, I guess, too.
You can hear them on ellisoutdoors.com, or you can hear them on WCBM. WCBM keeps them up for about a month. I have them in perpetuity. I went in and deleted a couple of years worth, probably, I don't know, 10 years ago, something like that. Yeah, but there's quite a few years worth of podcasts on the website. So
enough to keep me busy.
And that'll keep you hopping. That's right.
All right.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks a lot.
Good morning, Claude. How are you?
How you doing, Bob?
I'm good. You?
You don't remember Bill Burton?
I was partners with Bill Burton for 14 years in Maryland Deer Hunting Guide. I said, yeah, I met him, I worked with him, I remember him. Well, last time I was physically with him was Diamond Jim, when Diamond Jim came out with the first Diamond Jim rockfish.
Is he still alive?
No, Bill passed probably 10 years ago now.
Oh, well. Yeah, he used to talk a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But wasn't he on WMAR? Or was he on the Sun Paper? I forget.
He was the evening. He was the Evening Sun editor and then the Annapolis Capital for a while after he left the Sun.
There you go. You're right. Yeah.
I know. And then, he was on one of the TV shows. Yeah, no question.
Yeah, I can remember one.
I've never been inclined to do television. You know, I like the radio gig, and I like doing what I do for a living. And, you know, I don't write for a living, but I kind of like my niche.
Extra large decaf, 10 cream, 6 sugar, some ice.
Say what?
10 cream, 6 sugar, and what else? Some ice.
Some ice?
Yeah. That.
You want some fries with that?
No. You want a coffee, too, while we're here?
No, I got one.
Oh, okay. What do you got, labs up there bothering you?
You what?
What do you got, a Labrador sitting on your lap bothering you?
No, Bernedoodle. Bernedoodle. A cross between a Bernese Mountain Dog and a poodle. She's a sweetheart. She really is. So.
Good morning.
Yep. All right, Claude. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Okay, buddy. Take care.
See ya. Yep. Bye bye. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's take another break here, and we'll talk about our friends at Spurry Tire Service. Spurry's Tire Service, located right across the street here, not too far away, corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. They feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires and all the other brands. If you need a Michelin or a Hankook or a Yokohama or, you know, any of the others, they've got them. If that's what fits your car the best, that's what they'll get for you. Spurry's Tire Service has the car's tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, from garden tractors to the biggest farm tractors and machinery, tractor trailers, tri-axles. And if you own a trailer of any kind, a boat trailer, a landscape trailer, a single axle, double axle, well, guess what? Spurry's Tire Service has tires for trailers, too. Or if you've got an ATV, an SUV, an RTV, or what was the latest one? I can't remember. Spurry's has the tires. If it has tires, Spurry's has the tires to fit it. Spurry's offers tire repair on the spot if you like. Full service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. They offer 24-hour truck service, too. And much more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me and our families. Our daughter just bought a set of four tires for her Tahoe the other day. Satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Spurry's Tire Service in Easton is 410-822-7384. Call from Baltimore. Call from Southern Maryland. Call from the Lower Shore to get some prices on tires. 410-822-7384. Website, spurriestire.com. Phone number, 410-822-7384. That's Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m., and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
So let's. We're not dragging the line today. We're not be able to drag. We're not be able to drag the line until later this week. The changes to the size limit for the striped bass recreational charter boat summer and fall fisheries for the Chesapeake Bay and its tidal tributaries, including the Maryland tributaries of the Potomac, effective 12:01 a.m. May 16, 2024. The minimum size for striped bass is 19 inches, and the maximum size for striped bass is 24 inches. The rule is effective for the 2024 striped bass summer and fall season, which runs May 16th to July 15th, and then a break, and then August 1st through December 10th. That's the two breaks in the summer season. The size limit, minimum size, maximum size remains the same throughout the season, 19 inches to 24 inches is the slot limit, and one fish per person. So there we go. And that's coming up starting this week. How many of you are preferring to go for striped bass this week? How many are headed out? 410-922-6680 is our phone now. Morning, Tom. I got your text. I'm glad you're listening. Very good. So, and back at you, buddy. Good morning to you. So, anybody on the line there, Aaron? Well, let's get a phone call in here, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We're giving away fish and tackle. We'd love to hear from you. Even you, Tom, we'd love to hear from you. If you want to give us a call, let us know what's going on in your world. And we'll be taking those phone calls for the fishing lure contest from High Tide Lures, Tackle Box Tim. I think it's a bass fishing package. Tim sent me a photo the other day, and I didn't post it. I'm busy to wake up and get done what I get done during the day this time of year. So I'll try to get that up there this week as far as a Facebook post on our Outdoorsman Radio show and my personal page as far as what's going on with that. So, yes, that's true. Got a text from one of our listeners that says there are crazies everywhere in this country, and I said, yeah, there are in Washington, on college campuses, everywhere, and in courtrooms too, he adds. So exactly right. I won't continue, but we will celebrate our veterans and those who died in service on Memorial Day weekend. Let's hope we do. And we look at our country now and we look around and we say, is this what our fathers and uncles and grandfathers fought for? Is this the country that they fought for, what we're living in right now? It's hard to imagine. It's hard to imagine. And the answer is still yes, it is. They fought for our First Amendment. They sure did. But they didn't fight for some of the aspects of what's happening in our country. There's no question. So, anyway, it's worth it. It's worth it. The country is worth it. Ah, my goodness. That's true. That's true. Let's see. John in Pasadena. Let's go. John, how are you this morning?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I just heard about this story on the chronic wasting disease that's now entered into Baltimore County, I believe, and Montgomery County. And I was kind of curious, how did they come to the conclusion? Did they find dead animals and did biopsies on them from roadkill?
No.
Is that pretty much how they found it?
No. I just said no.
Oh, okay.
No, the Department of Natural Resources, the biologist, and others work at, they used to work at the check stations. Now they work at the butcher shops when the deer are coming in to be processed.
And okay.
They will sample those animals randomly. They will randomly sample those animals. And what has to happen is, They will extract a lymph gland from the neck of the animal. I've had a couple of my animals tested as well, and they will go in and they'll make a cut across the back of the neck. They'll go in, they'll extract the lymph gland, put it in a sample jar, and they'll send it off to a lab to be tested. And I can't tell you how many labs have been how many animals have been tested. I think we're probably approaching 10,000 animals over the last few years, maybe more. But they used to test on the managed hunts in Howard County. They used to test for CWD. And, you know, I see that it has spread. And I saw that the other day, 52 animals, I believe, total were found. And what the, now, go ahead.
Since I do all my own butchering, would they have a place where I should take a sample or something of that nature to see if they're in the area that I'm at?
Well,
I'm
around
Seneca Creek Park.
Yeah, I know you are. I'm not sure if they have a a program for individuals who butcher their own deer to be able to test their own animals. I'm not sure. That's a good question. I know I have an extensive CWD article coming up in the next issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, written by Jonathan Trudeau, he's in Western Maryland. He wrote an article for the spring issue, which we didn't run, but I said now with the new information, we need to get that article updated. And by the way, I don't know if you or any of our listeners read about the two hunters that were linked to CWD. Their deaths were caused by Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease linked to eating venison. Total farce.
Yeah, I listened to that story that you were mentioning a week ago or so.
Yeah, yeah. If you go, I think it was Field and Stream did the expose on it, and it's all supposition and perhaps and maybe and, you know, one of those deals, you know. Yeah, the guy lived in the same county as the deer that had CWD, so that's what he died from. You know, that. I mean, it's not quite that ridiculous, but it's pretty close. So.
Well, they do have a managed hunt in Seneca Park. Hopefully they start checking those deer.
I suspect they probably have. That could be very well from where from where the deer came from. It's possible. So, really? You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it, you know, Montgomery County, Baltimore County, but they didn't hit. Hasn't hit Howard County. You tell me
right.
Why that
that's
is.
That's right there. It's right in
yeah.
Between.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Well, it's not necessarily. It's not right. But, you know, it is, let me put it this way. It is an extremely rare disease unless you're in that hot spot. Okay?
I'll be on the lookout for it. And
oh, yeah.
There's
well,
something unusual about it. I'm not even going to, I mean, if I harvest a deer like that, I'll just leave it. I'm not going to, I'll check it. But
how do you know it's CWD? How do you know it's not, how do you know it's not EHD? How do you know it's not acidosis?
I'm just saying, if you see different things on the deer growing that don't look right.
Well, there's nothing. There's no growth on a deer. It's not a fibroma. It's nothing you can tell. It's a brain disease. It's a prion, which is a type of protein in the brain. So we'll talk more about it on the other side. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Sir.
Thanks for the call. There's the music. Hey, if you have to leave us, have a happy Mother's Day weekend. If not, keep listening. We'll talk more about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors on the other side. Either way, get out, stay safe, love your family, love the Lord.